Last 2 weeks have been weeks of tragedy. Not that tragedy isn't often occurring in our world and in the broader world as well, but sometimes when a few dramatic tragic events occur one after another, the impact is more acute, is more awakening, is taken a little bit more notice of. And beginning with Pittsburgh, 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, Shabbos, continuing 2 days later in Eretz Yisrael, with a traffic car accident and the loss of a family of 8. In the general population, another tragedy, you know, shooting, 12 people maybe dying. And as we speak, a funeral procession is going on for a young father of 2 who tragically lost his life in an accident on 878 in Central yesterday. Tragedy is a part of our lives as Jews, of human existence in general. And we have to have certain ability or some ability to respond. Respond doesn't mean someone's asking us to make a public statement. That's not the kind of response that we're talking about. But respond, what do we do? How do we deal with it? What are we supposed to focus on, understand, grow from, do something about? And I'd like to just take a few moments today in very broad, broad strokes to address that issue. I think the first thing that as human beings that we have to do when we face or hear of tragedy is to internalize it, to pay attention. You know, when we hear about big numbers, they're statistics, too big to even imagine. But when we hear about individual situations, we hear about 11 people, and we see their pictures, and we hear their names, and we see a little biographical sketch of who they are. It's an opportunity to internalize the pain, to allow ourselves to think not only about the individual. And in the case of Pittsburgh, these people died on Kiddush Hashem. So, but families, children, grandchildren, spouses, relatives, friends. So much pain, so much suffering, direct and collateral, indirect. We should pay attention to it, because if we don't, we harden ourselves. We allow the sensitivities, the innate sensitivities that exist within us, to get rusty, to atrophy. And we lose, to a certain extent, at least to some extent, the ability to feel. You know, Chazal say that the simonim of the descendants of Avraham Avinu are rachmonim b'ishonim goy b'chasodim. They're merciful, they have busha, they have embarrassment, shame, they have shame, and they do chesed. And sometimes we wonder, do we have so much rachmonis? Do we have so much busha? Are we doing so much chesed? And I think the reality is that if Chazal tell us that's the simonim of Zera Avraham, if we are descendants of Avraham Avinu, then we must have those midos. So what's going on if we see them lacking? Because we're not paying attention. You can't have rachmonis if you don't look at the situation that elicits, that evokes, that takes, that brings forth this rachmonis. You can't have busha if you don't look in the mirror and see how bizarre sometimes things look. And you can't have gemilas chasodim unless you recognize what people are needing and pay attention to it, and then the natural desire to do gemilas chasodim comes forth. So I think the first thing that we have to do is allow our natural instinct, our hereditary instincts of rachmonis, to come forth, and to pay attention to the details, to pay attention to the extended suffering that happens when we see a tragedy. But then we have to cope. And the more we pay attention to the tragedy, see, one of the coping mechanisms is not to pay attention. But that's wrong, because then we lose that sensitivity. We become less sensitive as human beings, and the system within us that feels that rachmonis gets rusty. And sometimes when it gets a little closer to home, we don't even feel it as much because we've allowed that system to be neglected. But after that, and especially if we have taken this tragedy seriously, so then, now what do? Now we're in pain. How do we cope with pain? Well, one of the ways to cope with pain is to know why things happen. I think we've learned a long time ago that that one is a rough one. We can make hypotheses, we can make up theories, we can make ideas, we can have imagination, but we don't know. The ways of Hashem are beyond us, and we don't really have any way of truly understanding why things happen the way they do. But we can look around us at the world, and we can see all of the chesed that Hashem does in this world. And from that, we can derive strength and chizuk, and that can help us even to cope with these difficulties. Because if you take a look around, look in our own lives, just the chesed of living, the chesed of waking up in the morning, the chesed of being able to function, and all of the chasodim that are done every moment of every day, all the time, to the entire world, to the entire human race, and especially to our people, it's something that's mind-boggling. And when we see the extent of Hashem's chesed in the world, it allows us to imagine that I don't understand this tragedy, but I know Hashem's chesed. I see Hashem's rachamim as well. And therefore, there must be something to it. Maybe it's beyond me. I can't even imagine. I can't even guess. And maybe I shouldn't. But it's... there's something there, because I know the extent of his chesed. I know the extent of his rachamim. You know, when people talk about the Holocaust, and it's not so much talked about in this generation as it was, you know, in the past decades, it's already 70 years. But there's no way to deal with astronomical numbers like that of people who were lost. And the only way that people find the ability to cope with it is by looking at the flip side. Do you know how many millions of people were miraculously saved from the Holocaust? We used to meet you people, don't see as many because most of them are not even alive. You know how many Holocaust survivors there were? And people, you know, we used to see them often, not always, but often from the concentration camps with tattoos, with numbers on their arms. And stories, miracle upon miracle upon miracle, of how they managed to survive. I remember once driving with a taxi driver in Yerushalayim, and he was telling me how he's angry at Hashem because he lost relatives in the Holocaust. So I asked him, "How did you get here?" And he told me a story that was mind-boggling, of miracles, how he survived. And I said, "You know, that's miraculous." And he says, "You know, I never even realized it." So seeing the chesed Hashem, seeing the rachmonis, seeing how much good Hashem does in this world, it helps us a little bit to recuperate from the pain, to soothe the pain, and then to understand that even if we don't understand what's going on, but we know Hashem is all good, everything he does is for the good, and it's just beyond us because what Hashem does is beyond, oftentimes, maybe most times, beyond our comprehension, certainly beyond our total comprehension. There is, however, good news. The Radak learns pshat in the posuk Berega Koten Azavtich V'rachamim Gedolim Akapzeich. With a, for a mere moment I have forsaken you, and with great mercy I gather you in. And the Radak says that even though the Golus was not a Rega Koten, the Golus is long and bitter, that when the Kibbutz Golus will happen, we'll be gathered in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll see Hashem's Rachamim. Seeing Hashem's Rachamim will, in retrospect, make all the suffering of the Golus seem like a mere moment. We'll look back on 2,000 years and say, wow, we had a rough minute or two over there. But Rega Koten, that's the power of seeing good. That's the power of feeling Hashem's Rachamim. That's the power of recognizing Hashem's Chesed. It helps not only to cope in the present, it helps to eradicate the pain, even of massive pains of a long term, in this case, close to 2,000 years of suffering. There's one more thing I think I would like to mention about something should be our response. And that is to try to see to it that tragedies don't happen, that we can avert and help avoid tragedy. How do we do that? Well, one of the ways is tefillah. Our tefillahs, our Shmon Esrei, is written in the plural. When we say Re'eva Onyenu, look at our suffering, we're not just talking about us. We're not even just talking about us that are sitting in this room or at the minyan that are saying this Re'eva Onyenu. We're talking about the Klal Yisrael. Re'eva Onyenu, Selach Lonu, forgive us. Who? Not just us, but all of Klal Yisrael. We talk in terms of the Rabbim, and we should think in terms of the Rabbim. Not only is there a benefit that one who prays for someone else, Chazal say, he'll be answered first, but just this sense of responsibility. We could do something. When we daven, when we speak in the plural, when we beseech Hashem, when we say, Achenu kobeis Yisroel anusunim batzoro vashivyo, these are words that are asking for Hashem to help and to have rachmonis on all of Klal Yisroel. And our collective efforts, individual also, but our collective efforts can have the power to avoid tragedies, to help tragedies to be prevented. Oh, there it is. Okay. So these are realities. We should pay attention. We have to pay attention to our responsibility and our capabilities to be able to help the broader Klal Yisrael so that such tragic events shouldn't take place. When we learn, the world is held up by Limud HaTorah. The world stands Al Torah, Al Avoid, Al Gmilas Chasodim. And if the Schus HaTorah, the merit that's generated for all of Klal Yisrael, for the whole world, is beyond our imagination, what the power of our learning is. The Sipurnu says in the Posuk, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot, says that Yeshurun got fat and they rebelled. So the Sipurnu learns Pshat over there, says that when the Talmidei Chachomim or the Bnei Torah, because of their indulgence in the material pleasures of the world in Gashmias, their minds become a little bit duller, because you know, the more you focus on physical and material pleasure, the less the sharp focus on spiritual ideas. And Shomanto Aviso Kosiso Vayita Shelka Uso, so the Sipurna says, because of the slight difference in the learning of the Bnei Torah, the Talmidei Chachomim, people far away will have a negative influence. Vayita Shelka Uso Vayanabel Tsushosa, people are going off the derech because the Talmidei Chachomim have been a little bit less meticulous in the clarity, in the accuracy, in the analysis of their learning. That's what the Sipurnu says, Pshat in the Posuk. So our learning can have a massive impact. Our lack of learning can have a negative impact, and our positive learning, our enhanced learning, our in-depth learning, our more deeply dedicated learning can have a very positive impact. So our response has to be one of feeling, allow it to register what what happens? Has to be one of then appreciating all the chasodim that Hashem does and all the rachmanas that we feel in this world, and that can be therapeutic on many levels and help us to better cope, and then to think about what we could do to avoid tragedy in the future. And all of these together, I think, formulate a realistic, down-to-earth response to the unfortunate fact of life that all too often we face tragedy.